When you're commuting, tune out all the noise and tune into the news you need to know. WSJ Podcasts. Listen where you want, when you want.
Are you suffering from Black Friday burnout? Tired of fighting the masses to get that doorbuster special at O'Dark 30? I'm John Wardock in New York. Some of you might be. That straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Joining us from Chicago is Jason Goldberg. He's a senior vice president at Razorfish. He's an expert on commerce. And if you're on Twitter, he's on Twitter at Retail Geek. Jason, how are you?
Terrific, John. Thanks very much for having me.
I guess that Twitter handle says everything about you, huh? If you're a retail geek, you're the guy to talk to this time of year, I guess, huh?
It's a good time of the year for me, absolutely.
Tell us, are consumers suffering from Black Friday burnout?
I don't think they are. There certainly are some surveys that would lead you to believe that they are. But when we actually look at the behavior versus the stated behavior, an awful lot of people are going to be shopping over that Thanksgiving weekend. I would absolutely say, however, that how they shop and where they shop is changing dramatically.
How so?
Well, a couple of things. Like, not too long ago, we really had two big holiday events. The day after Thanksgiving, everyone would go shopping in stores and get in line early Friday morning for those doorbusters, and that was Black Friday. It was the biggest day of the year for our brick-and-mortar retailers. And then they'd get to work Monday morning, and instead of tackling their email, they would start shopping from their work computers. And that would be the biggest online shopping day of the year. That would be Cyber Monday.
Yeah, just don't tell the boss that you're buying stuff on Amazon and BestBuy.com, right?
Exactly. That used to be a pretty good secret, but now the boss probably knows because his mailroom is probably overflowing with Amazon boxes.
Yes. How true. How true.
It's become much harder to hide. But those 2 days... are really diminishing in importance because obviously we all have the internet at home, but much more importantly, we all have ubiquitous access to the internet in our pocket at all times via those smartphone supercomputers we carry. And so a lot of that Monday shopping is happening at the dinner table on Thursday afternoon now. And a lot of those deals that you used to have to get in line for Friday have shifted even to Thursday. So, you know, we have a lot of people going Thursday night after dinner to the stores. And the cumulative effect of all of that is that, you know, we've stopped thinking about Black Friday versus Cyber Monday and online sales versus offline sales. We look at the total sales, and we look at sales across those 5 days, or as I like to call it, the Turkey Five.
Now, that's a good point. I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of hopping in the car and heading to the mall to go shopping. Please, no nasty tweets, no nasty emails, folks. I'm sorry, I'm just being honest here. But I find it to be really confrontational in some ways of having to find a parking spot, having to find the right item, when I know at home, there it is, this thing called a computer. Heck, you can even do it on your smartphone now. So why do people still go through the routine of shopping on Black Friday?
Yep. Well, so I certainly don't think you're alone in your sentiment, but there's a number of reasons that people still go out, right? But not everyone has adopted online shopping yet. There still are a lot of people that are much more comfortable shopping in a store. There are actually a meaningful percentage of the U.S. population that still isn't completely comfortable typing their credit card information into a website. So we certainly have some of those folks, but there also has been this historical precedent that there are unique and special deals that you can only get in the store, and that those deals are different and distinct from the deals that are offered online. And historically, that has been true. It's increasingly less true this year. And, for example, in the case of Walmart, it's almost untrue at this point. I think 96% of their deals are the same in-store as online.
Let's hop in the time machine and go 20 years from now. Will Black Friday still be around?
I do still think there's going to be a meaningful holiday spike. I think the sales on a particular day are probably even less diluted, and I think we'll see two trends 20 years from now. retailers will be promoting earlier. As we become more global, the biggest shopping day in the world is not Black Friday or Cyber Monday. It's Singles Day, November 11th, which, you know, happened a few weeks ago in China. And that's probably a global holiday 20 years from now. So the shopping period probably got earlier, comma, we can probably get our goods way faster in 20 years. And so it'll probably be a lot easier for those procrastinators to shop very close to the holiday and still get everything that they expect.
Especially with Amazon working on drone programs, right?
Exactly. Although 20 years from now, the drone delivery might even be old hat. You know, you'll probably be manufacturing most of your gifts on the printer that you have in your home.
Yes, that 3D printer. Honey, what would you like? A car? Sure, here you go.
So yep, you won't need the car because we won't be driving those anymore, right?
That's true. Absolutely. Yes, we'll have our flying driverless Google cars. That's what we'll have 20 years from now.
Exactly. It's going to be a good fight between Uber and Google for those driverless cars.
Exactly. One last question. What kind of holiday shopping season do you think it's going to be? Better than last year?
I think it's going to be very similar to last year. Consumers have more money this year and are a little more optimistic, which is a great sign. But we are seeing them shift their traditional spending patterns away from a lot of the traditional holiday goods to more experiences and food and things like that. So on the aggregate, I think we're going to see very similar growth to what we saw last year. And a lot's going to depend on how the weather holds out for these next couple of weeks. If it starts to get cold, that's definitely going to be a good sign for retail. If it stays warm, we might be a little disappointed.
He's Jason Goldberg, a senior vice president at Razorfish. He's an expert on e-commerce. He joins us from Chicago. You can find him on Twitter at Retail Geek. Jason, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, John.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.